Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. Today I want to share with you on the subject of rest and reign, or rest and rule. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, that come unto me all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, Jesus is our refuge from both the internal and external battering we face in this fallen world. As such, the first thing he gives when you enter his kingdom to reign as a king over these incessant troubles of life is rest in your spirit. God's kingdom on earth is his highest arrangement for mankind. The arrangement involves firstly making Jesus the king or lord of your life. Then comes ruling in this life by him. In this way, you fulfill your ultimate purpose on earth, which is bringing about the rule of God in your physical world in a manner that pleases God. But it all starts with having Jesus' rest in your spirit. You know, in the core of the heart of everyone are varying degrees of restlessness, as a fish out of water. Humans were first created into kingdom peace and rest. So having lost that through disobedience in Eden, everyone is searching for the lost water of kingdom peace or heavenly rest. Sadly, many people are trying to satisfy this unspoken inner sense of emptiness and loss of rest by looking for answers in religion, church, success, money, power, entertainment, drugs, the occult, intellectualism, technology, fame, sacrifice for humanity, etc., etc. But these waters only give human peace or rest, not heavenly peace with God. There is a difference here. Human peace is having no trouble in your life and being at peace with others. Heavenly peace, on the other hand, is being at rest with God in the core of your being through faith in Jesus as Lord or King over all. Now, because human peace is not the water that mankind lost in Eden, even when you swim up to your eyes in it, you will still be restless in the core of your being. Heavenly or kingdom peace is rest in your spirit. It is a glorious peace which is beyond description. It is peace with God which is best known when experienced. Yes, humans are incomplete without heavenly peace with God, which only Jesus, the Prince of Peace, gives. Therefore, Jesus is the still waters of peace, and when you have him, he stills the restlessness in you into heavenly peace. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10 says, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Now, to get back into the still water of heavenly peace, you need to repent of your sin of trying to replace Jesus with things that do not satisfy your inner thirst for peace with God. Then ask God to come into your empty heart by his spirit, making Jesus the Savior and Lord of your life. In the first kingdom era, God used 5 creative days to bring about all that he wanted to create. Then on the 6th day, he created man. So by the time our first parents came around, all of God's work had been finished. They really had nothing to create except to rest with God on the 7th day and just to admire God's works of love that was all around them. So my friend, the first stage that God put mankind in was the state of rest and reflection on God's work. Adam and Eve, our first parents, knew that it was for them that God had created the countless things around them. This is because God brought all his finished creation to them one after the other, for our first parents to name them. So Adam and Eve had all the time to rest and meditate on the overwhelming, varied works of love that God has surrounded them with. Wow! It was later that God told them to just dress and keep the garden. Genesis 2 verse 15. Beloved, it is because of the primacy of rest that God ordained evening before the morning. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 5, and in other verses of Genesis chapter 1, we come across the phrase the evening and the morning was the first day, the second day, the third day, etc., etc. It tells us that God emphasizes the evening before the morning. You know, evening is generally a time of rest and reflections, whereas morning is, generally speaking, a time of work and not sleep. Therefore, God cherished the rest and reflection of mankind, which took place in the evening, generally speaking, above any other thing they were to do. And this is why he put the evening first. So to God, the first work of man is to rest and meditate on his finished works of love that he has done for mankind. Mankind had been created to rule over all the earth. Genesis 1:26 tells us that. And to God, this rulership was going to be possible only when man rested and reflected on his finished works of love. So I want you to understand that rest is still God's priority today. That is why Jesus promised a glorious rest to all who labor and are heavy laden with the law, with sin, and with the stresses of this life. Really, our promised land today is rest and not money or cars or buildings or success. Not fame, not ministry. You know, Jesus came as the last Adam to take us to the first state in which God put our first parents. That is the state of rest. That is why Jesus did all that he had to do and said, "It is finished," on the cross. In other words, just as in the beginning, all the works of God had been finished by Jesus, and there was nothing else that any man could do to complete it. Therefore, all that believers have to do now is to rest in what Jesus has done already and reflect on his work of love on the cross of Calvary. So, my friend, whereas Adam rested and reflected on God's finished works of creation as he dressed and kept the garden, we today are to rest and reflect on God's finished work in both creation and the cross of Calvary as we practically work on Jesus' assignment for us in our day-to-day life. This is what will empower you to rule by Jesus and ultimately bring about God's rule everywhere. Hallelujah. Now let's talk a little more about Jesus' statement, "It is finished." So far we have seen that humans were created when all of God's work was finished. Also, we have learned that all that our first parents had to do was to rest and reflect on the wonderful works of love that God has surrounded them with. Now, when they did this, it made them rightly respond to God's love by loving Him back through working their assignment in the garden. God had created them to rule, and the only way our first parents could do that was to rightly respond to God's love. We have seen also that this is how the kingdom system of Jesus is to work now, just as it was in the beginning. Now, it was when Adam and Eve doubted the love of God that they sinned against Him. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. So, even presently, it is when a person does not see God's works of love for him that the one gives in to sin and the program of Satan. This is why Jesus also came on earth, and in the same unconditional love of God, did all that had to be done for mankind. So when He said it is finished on the cross, it meant that God's work of love as a result of sin was once again complete. Beloved, there is a rest that makes one rule in this life. The devil is aware of this and will attack you only when you are resting, so that you will not rule as intended by God. Have you seen that even physically, when you are busy and working at something, the devil leaves you alone? But when you are resting, then he tries to find work for your idle hands. Yes, Satan does not like you to rest. He wants you to be doing something always, even when there is nothing to be done. This is what he did to Adam and Eve in the beginning. Satan came to our first parents and tempted them to do something about what God had already done. It was just to take them away from their restful state. And their resultant lack of rest in God's finished work displeased God. So let us look at the sin of not resting in God. And we will do that by examining the sin of Adam and Eve in the beginning. What was the nature of their sin? Was it stealing, murder, blasphemy, or any of the so-called wild sins? No, it was not. The sin of our first parents was striving in their own way to become what God had already made them. Their sin was not trying to be like the devil. It was trying to be like God. And tell me, my friend, logically, is it a bad thing for somebody to try to be like God, who is our role model, so to speak? Certainly not. But why did God regard it as a sin? It is because instead of resting in faith in what they were already by God's unconditional love, Adam and Eve left the state of rest and started to work out their way into what they were already. And this is unbelief in the loving work of God, which was finished or completed on the sixth day. So I say to you that similarly, it is possible for believers today to disbelieve and overlook who and what they are in Christ and move out of inner rest in the finished work of Jesus to strive to be what they are in Christ already. This may seem religious and commendable in man's sight, but it is a disdaining of the work of Jesus on the cross. God has a serious view of moving out of the rest He always starts us on, my friend.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Instead of believers acknowledging the good things in them in Christ, many are rather busily focusing on their weaknesses and negative aspects. And this amounts to despising what God has already done and wants you to rest in faith in. You know, this fallen world system focuses on bad news. Evil news is welcome and it sells like hotcake. Jesus' kingdom system, however, focuses you on good news called the gospel of the kingdom. So you should not be Satan conscious. You should not be sin, sickness, poverty, curse conscious. You should not be your negatives and your weaknesses and death conscious, because they are all bad news. Rather, you should be Jesus conscious. You should be righteousness and health and prosperity conscious. You should be blessing, your positives, your strength, and life conscious. These are the good news and the wonderful works of God that the Holy Spirit wants you to focus on and wants you talking and preaching about all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus took your place. Jesus is your replacement. And so it is only logical that you are more conscious of Him. Yes, Jesus lived as you. He died as you, was resurrected as you, and was seated on God's right hand as you. That is why the Bible says in 1 John 4:17 that as He is, so are you in this world. Therefore, my friend, how great Jesus is exactly how great you are. How good Jesus is how good you are. How accepted Jesus is how accepted you are. How righteous Jesus is how righteous you are. Wow! What Jesus is has been wholly credited to you. So do not focus on yourself, but on Jesus who has taken your place, on Jesus who is your substitute. So believers need to stop all striving and working for what they should be, because to God, they have already been graciously credited with Jesus' work and place. All such striving to be somebody is sometimes the source of the despising, the competition, and the subduing of one another that goes on among God's people and even in the church. You see, when you disdain God's completed work, you cannot help it but to look down on one another's work, one another's gifting, one another's anointing, different as it may be as well. Such strife among God's people also bring confusion and every other evil work. James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16 tells us that. But my brother, you are born again as great already. So stop de-emphasizing everybody to be great. Because you are great already, be centered on other people and do not mind cooperating with your fellow believer. Freely do it to promote the kingdom of God because you are great already. Also, you are forgiven already. So stop crying crocodile tears to be forgiven. Rather, say what Jesus says about your sin and not just your sin. You know, to confess something is to say the same thing as. The Greek word is homologio. It means to say the same thing as who says, as Jesus says about your sin. My friend, you are blessed already. So I want you to stop the self-promotion and territorial preservation for greatness. You are loved already. So stop trying to earn God's love, like the elder brother of the prodigal son did. My friend, understand that in the kingdom system, basically God is your loving father. He is not your business partner. Yes, you are perfected, you are favored, you are glorified, you are thought of, you are planned for, and you are victorious already. And I want you to see yourself like that. Believe it and walk in it. Beloved, when you see that you are already made by Jesus, you will not become full of yourself in order to be something before men. You will rather cease from your own works as God did and exalt Jesus' work for you. Let us read a little about the finished work of Jesus from the kingdom man, the prophet Daniel, in his book chapter 9 and verse 24. And I quote, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transaction. I want you to note, finish the transaction, to make an end of sin. Number two, note, make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity. Note also, make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. Note, everlasting righteousness. To seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Unquote. This good news we just read was delivered by no mean personality than the angel Gabriel, as I said, to the prophet Daniel, who was a kingdom man. In it are six transactions that were carried out and finished in and by our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, for us Gentiles who experience it before the Jews experience it at the second coming of Jesus. Yes, Jesus ended transgressions, sins, and balanced the iniquity account when he took on himself the past, the present, and future sins of all humanity on the cross. He then brought in what I told you to note, everlasting righteousness, everlasting, ever-staying, ever-abiding righteousness. This is a positional righteousness that lasts forever, and so it cannot be lost. Yes, this righteousness is a state that God puts you into that cannot be improved by your good works, because it is God's righteousness itself. And because God's righteousness that he credits to you is perfect, no good work can make it even more perfect. It is everlasting. My friend, you have to believe that you are righteous before God because of his unconditional love or grace in Christ Jesus. This everlasting righteousness that Jesus brought puts you to rest, knowing that as he is in heaven right now, so are you in this world. So no matter how depraved your world is, no matter how corrupt your society, your family, and your background is, your righteousness in Christ is not affected by it. Yes, your righteousness in Christ is not an on and off thing, depending on what you do, because it lasts forever. So you do not become less righteous because you sinned as a believer. Think about that. That's heavy. But you need to think about that. Because we are talking about the unbeatable righteousness of Jesus. And Jesus himself is this righteousness. This righteousness is imputed or credited to you by God's love. Hallelujah. So you are God's righteousness in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." This is how God sees you, because this is the spiritual truth. Just as Jesus did not only carry our sins, but actually became sin on the cross, so do you not only do righteous acts, but you are the righteousness of God if you are in Christ or you are a believer. Wow! Praise the Lord. I will say it again. Just as Jesus did not only carry our sins on the cross, but actually became sin on that crooked tree, so do you not only do righteous acts, or rather I should say, so do you not have to do righteous acts, but you are the righteousness of God if you are in Christ or you are a believer. Now, what does this mean? It means that as a believer, you are so thoroughly righteous that you are the very righteousness of God. So you are not to try to be righteous by your works, because you are the very righteousness of God already. So do not think of you and God as segregated or separated, because you are in him and he is in you. When you know that you are the righteousness of God, then you know that all the positive things you do, whether in church or at your secular job, are righteous also. So as far as you are concerned, it is not just righteous activities like prayer, reading the Bible, witnessing to other people to be born again, which are righteous acts, but all other positive things you do, like working your secular jobs and other out of church activities to humanity, are righteous as well. As the righteousness of God, the world is waiting for you, my friend, to right all the wrongs around them. Romans chapter 8 verse 18 to 21 tells us that. So when you manifest or you show up, God has shown up. God has shown up to put things right in people's lives, in your society, and the environment as a whole. The world is waiting for believers who understand that they are the very righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.